Jesus looked around and saw rich people dropping their gifts in the temple treasury. He also saw a very poor widow dropping in two little copper coins. And he said, "I tell you, this poor widow put in more than all the others. For the others offered their gifts from what they had to spare of their riches. But she, poor as she is, gave all she had to live on." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember the last time you felt blown away by someone's goodness, or felt overcome to the point of kind of holding your breath? Often today we hear that expression, don't we? "I was blown away." Or perhaps, "It was just breathtaking." We hear this expression when a person is struggling to find words to speak about an experience of profound goodness and amazement. Sometimes we say, "Such and such took my breath away." I had one of those experiences just the other day. I was downtown and saw a woman who appeared to be in great pain lying on a seat in the street. When I approached her and asked what she needed, she asked for a cup of hot chocolate. And so I obtained that for her, and then we began to speak. Imagine my surprise to discover, as we talked, that this person was someone I had been at primary school with over 50 years ago. Well, the talk which followed took my breath away in what was revealed. I think in today's gospel, Jesus is blown away by the widow and her goodness as he sees her placing her offering in the temple treasury, her last coin, making an act of complete self-surrender. The two coins are a symbol of all she has. So as you listen to that reading, I am sure memories surface of times when your breath was taken away, times when you could scarcely comprehend the heroic action of another. Recently, when I was playing with some children, I asked them each in turn who their friend was. And they began to tell me, give me all different names. And after a while, a little girl said to me, "I know who your friend is." And when I asked who, she said, "Jesus." "How do you know that?" I asked. Her response amazed me. "Oh," she said, "I hear you speaking about Jesus lots of times." Well, at the time I felt quite blown away. Now, these past weeks as we have been reflecting on Luke's gospel, I've become increasingly aware how often Jesus stops and notices people, like the widow, allowing himself to be touched by their actions. There was the story of the blind beggar sitting by the road and Jesus stopping and ordering him to be brought forward. Then there was Zacchaeus, who climbed the tree to see Jesus, and again Jesus stopped and, looking up, called him down. Seems to me that, like today's reading, Jesus stops and notices the goodness in others. He sees beneath the surface to the person's heart and what motivates them. And this reality has the power to take his breath away. In the context of today's reading, Jesus has been challenging the teachers of the law, who like to be held in high esteem and yet took advantage of widows, robbing them even of their homes. Jesus had a very special love for widows, and it is here in the temple that he notices the widow offering all she has. Prior to this event, Jesus had wept as he entered Jerusalem and overlooked the temple, a sense of what was to come. Then when he entered the temple, he had driven out the money changers, reminding them, the temple is a house of prayer. Now for the Jewish people, the temple was the center of prayer, the symbol of life. So here in this holy place, the place of life and meaning, the place of prayer, Jesus notices the widow offering all she has. This seeing is not a superficial noticing. Rather, it is an awareness which cuts to the heart of what is happening. It is the Jesus who has wept, being blown away by the goodness, the heart of the widow. The Jesus who, when he speaks, finds the people hanging on his every word, lost in amazement at the goodness which comes out of his mouth. It is the Jesus who, if we allow him, will take our breath away, and we too will stand in amazement and awe at the beauty and goodness of who he is. Perhaps today we could stand with the widow and give our all. When we were speaking about this in our community one day, we were reflecting on what would be our two little copper coins. As we are an aging community, growing older, we decided it is our levels of energy. So often it seems we are called to spend our last drop of energy to help those in need. And when we do, I am sure Jesus stands and notices and allows himself to be blown away by our gift. For each of us, our two copper coins will represent different gifts or aspects of our life that we feel called to surrender. In the surrender, let us do so with a heart full of love, and perhaps we will be blown away by the generosity of spirit that our God gives to us. Blessings and have a good day.